Well, the people that we see at New Horizon are between the ages of 16 and 21, and they're very often people that the system has failed one way or another, or that families have failed. They are people who have maybe suffered abuse. They're people who perhaps failed in the educational system. Above all, they're people very often who've been in the care system, which has also failed them. And we're a kind of last refuge. It's a day centre, open door. We don't advertise or anything. They just make their way there by word of mouth. And we try to help build up their lives. You know, a bit of education, computer skills, literacy, etc. Find them somewhere to live. Find them a job.
It was last week that a High Court judge has basically halted the London Council's funding. And I spoke to Sheila O'Connor before about this, and she's very sceptical. She thinks that there's no guarantee, really. I mean, what do you think? What are your thoughts on that? Is it just a stalling process, or is it optimism?
A judicial review, such as we've had into the statutory funding of these London-wide agencies, is obviously very welcome. And the decision that, you know, due process was not followed is reassuring. But it won't change anything. I mean, they'll still cut our budget. They'll just find a legal way of doing it. But it does highlight that one suspects that when a government department slashes a budget, they don't really know where it's actually going to hit. And I think that the voluntary sector in London in particular is at the bottom of the food chain and gets hit hardest. We will lose 75% of our statutory funding. Well, the government thinks it's cut 20%.
So when you say they're going to cut it regardless, you think it'll be the same cuts that they were planning originally before the High Court order?
I wouldn't want to come across as a cynic, but in all honesty, I don't see the cuts being reversed. I think they'll just find the due process by which they have to be made, and that's what they breached.
And now, obviously, I'm aware that New Horizons is actually already cutting its advice centre and a few of its educational and health facilities. I was wondering, with the additional cuts to come, what overall effect do you think it will have on the charity?
Well, it'll be a devastating effect. This is a seven-day-a-week a resource, 24-7. It's Christmas, New Year, the whole lot. Every day of the year it's open. And it's a very vital resource. And I think the effect is that young people who could be helped, you know, to prevent them going into jail, you know, having offended or whatever, this won't happen anymore. And you will find there'll be more street offences, more problems, more mental health problems, for example. It means that preventative work, which is what we're about, just ceases to be done. I'm still optimistic that we will somehow trigger this mythical big society and find some hedge fund somewhere that's going to pop up and say, here's your money, we believe in the big society, but I'm not too sure of it.
So you think they'll be looking, or New Horizon will be looking for other sort of fundraising measures then in the near future?
Oh, yeah. We are aggressively looking for money. And we're looking in all the richest quarters as we can.
Are there any specific avenues you've got lined up? Or?
Well, I'm just trying to investigate where a lot of these hedge funds, and many of them do have philanthropic elements, just trying to find out who they are and where they are.
Yeah. Okay. And
if any of your listeners have any plug-in arrangement with any kind of a hedge fund, give us a ring.
I'm sure they will do. I also spoke to Sheila. She mentioned that New Horizons applied to government transition funding. And do you think that's going to really help that much? Is that going to lessen the burden a little bit until you find new fundraising? Or?
Well, you know, when I hear the word transition and transition funding, I think, ah, that's terrific. That means they'll fund us while we look for other sources of money. No, the small print says you cannot use the money for keeping the services going. You can only use it to help you downsize.
Yeah. So you're pessimistic in that sense?
I'm very pessimistic when it comes to transitional funding. For a start, there's very little of it, and secondly, I don't think we'll get any of it, and thirdly, we can't use it to save the services we want to save.
Okay, then, well, yeah, that's pretty much all my questions.
Is that all right?
Yeah, if there's anything else you wanted to add at all.
You know, the thing which is so curious about this is that we got a £2 million lottery grant, a capital grant, to completely refurbish, rehabilitate and expand the day centre.
Was that in 2010?
In 2010. And here we are in 2011 and we're having our funding cut. Yeah. It doesn't sound to me like joined-up government.